Sefer Yehoshua, part 5, and we are holding at the beginning of Perek Tes. Perek Tes is talking about the story of the Giv'onim. After Yehoshua has a tremendous victory at all this Milchemes HaMelochim, the Anshei Giv'on are coming. Who are the Giv'onim? The Giv'onim are the sons of Chivi, who is one of the Tzetzoim Canaan. The Torah says, Canaan Yoles Tzidoin, Ves'ches, Ves'yevuzi, Ves'emoyri, Ves'agirgoshi, Ves'achivi. There were the Maise Chelik from Zion Amomin, that Klal Yisrael was Nitztave to be Kovish when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael. They were sitting and situated, parked in Giv'on, which is next to the Gilgal. And these Giv'onim, who are from the Moitza, from the source, origin of Chivi, coming to Orm Be'orme with a certain Chitridikait, to Yeshua and the lie, they're coming to say that they're coming from Eretz Rechaika and they're coming to be Mizgayer, part of Klal Yisrael. Truth of the matter is, if we look at the Givayim in the Torah, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, right at the beginning of Parshas Nitzovim, Mitzvah Batem Nitzovim, Tatapchem, Neshechem, Gerach, Hashem, Bisharechem, Mechoitev, Eitzecho, Ve'ad, Shoyev, Meimecha, Rashi says, Melamed, Shebo, Knanim, Lizgayer, Bimei Moshe, Kederech, Shebo, Givayim, Bimei Yehoshua. Rashi brings down the pasuk that it says here in Yeshua in Perek Tes, Vayasu gam hem be'ormo. In other words, not only the Giv'onim, which Rashi called them Knainim in Sefer Dvorim, they're coming into Mizgai in the time of Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu, they came in be'orme, v'nesona Moshe choytev eitziv v'sheav imayim. The Gemara says in Yevamos, that these are the same Giv'onim that came to Moshe, came into Yeshua. Anyhow, the Giv'onim, we find them just for the record, we find them also in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Beis. It says it was a row of, in the time of David, 3 consecutive years. And it says, Vayevakesh David b'nei Hashem, Vayomer Hashem el Shaul, Vels Beis hadomim asher heimis es haGiv'onim. It was the hunger. David HaMelech comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks him, what's the reason for the hunger? It says, because Shaul murdered the Givayim. We don't find that Shaul really killed the Givayim. The Givayim met Parnassa. The Parnassa was that were Mesharis the Koyanim. Since David Shaul HaMelech killed Noi Ve'ir HaKoyanim, the famous story, therefore, once there was no Koyanim in Noiv, the Givayim lost their Parnassa because they were Mesapik Maim Umozoim, to Vikivon Shemitoich Shehoges Koyhanim Shehoyu Mesapkin Lemozen Helo Akosuv Keilu Emisom. Okay, David asks the Giv'onim what do they want to do. He wants to have Kapor because he has a Rov, so he goes to make Shalom with them. And they say that he should give in 7 people from the sons of Shaul HaMelech. David gives him the 7 people. The Giv'onim kill them as a Nekom, as a revenge for what? Because of this Maisa Achzori, the Rambam's famous Rambam's Loshon, also the Odom Liyos Achzori Vele Ispayas Elohu Yenoyach Lirtzes Vekosh Lichois, or Beshor Shemevakish Menu Achoyte Limchoel Moich Velevshom Menefesh Chafetze, Vafilu Heitzer Loi, Vechoto Loi Harbe, Loi Yikoim Velo Yitor, Vezeu Darkom Shel Zera Yisroel, Veha Veliba Manochen, Avala Akum, Arele Levim Enokim, Elo, Evroson, Shomru Lonetzach, Vechenu Oimer ala Givoinim Shalimochalu Velinispaisu, Vagivoinim Loimi Beis Israel Eimo. The Rambam says that the reason why there's the Isu Love Bekol for the Givoinim is because of Achzorim, they were Moichel, therefore he had to kill them. Anyhow, they're coming in, they're making a bris. The Giv'onim, the Shiloh with Bradam, Machlekes Ram the Rabban, if by Shiva Umus, by other Umus, they have to Mekayim, Kabul, Kriyel Sholom, they have to Mekabul, Mas, Avdus, Kabul, so Mitzvahs, we're not going to go into all the details, but the Giv'onim did not want to do Sholom. They're only coming in, the first time we see them appear is after Milchemes Yerichai, Milchemes O'ai. Rashi and Tesis learned that the reason why they had to come Be'orma is. The reason is because they did not come in the beginning of Yeshua Bin Nun's journey to Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Milchamos, but they come in only afterwards. And the halacha is that if they come afterwards, afilu chozu b'tshuva ein mekabel meisim. Therefore, they had to do a trick, and they have to come in and be'orme. The din, that's Shitas Rashi and Shitas Asis. The Shitas Rambam, Shitas Rabban, and that the din Kriya L'Sholem is Ne'emar in Olifanim, even Bazayin Amomim, irrespective when they come. If the Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs and Avdus and Mas Mekabel Moisam. And the question is, if that's the reason they could have come in, and they say we are Zayin Amomim, we'll Mekabel all the Tnoim without any shticks. And Yeshua had to mekabelism. Not only that, the Rambam says that Yerushalmi states brings in Gittin, Yeshua sent three mishloches to when he came to Mekabeshetz. So I'll call Bishop Mekabel, Yehovah Mekabel. So, and according to the Rambam and the Ramban, there is no statute of limitation. In other words, they can come in at any given time. So why do they have to come to Orme? Why do they have to come to Mirma? The Kasha is Nishun, the Kasha of the Rambam as the Kasha. The Rambam says, They didn't know, they thought if they're beginning they didn't know it's not limited, there's no statute of limitation, therefore they saw they lost a chance. So they came by Orme just because they made a mistake and Nando the Halacha of the Rambam, and they thought that this offer has an expiration date, therefore if they come right now, Yeshua is going to kill them. The Radak, we brought down the reason why they have to be coming by Orme. They said that they thought that Yeshua, you see, he sent to the Ai, he sent to Yericho. And you see that the reason why he's sending, you see that he's not Mekayim, apparently he does not sending us, it's not a private mission only to us, to all the Yeshua Oretz. So why did the Yericho and the Ai wear Mekabel? Teretz is, it's a trick. It's not going to Mekayim Dav Tochosei. Therefore, they made, says the Radak, they made it Be'orme, and they did not trust his guarantee and his shlichas. They thought the same thing that happened to Yericho and happened to the Ai is going to happen to them. Therefore, they... Anyhow, they come in 3 days. After 3 days, they find out that they tricked them, but Bnei Yisrael, V'lohikum Bnei Yisrael, because Nishbedu Lohem, and they came in, they found out that it's Ramos. They came to the Nesim, and they said that... we should go back and kill them, and the Nesim are telling him, no, we cannot go back on our words, and therefore, it's, so the question is, if somebody made it, came in with a trick, that's the Rishonim Adam, we spoke about it a long time, and it's a krisas bris betos, if this pact that they signed with the Givainim has a validity according to Halacha, because Lemaise says they came in, it was a toast, and betos nishbi ulohem, and the Rambam himself says that bedinu sheyahargum, and the reason why they didn't kill him, someone killed Hashem. You don't want Kalisol to come and say they're signing contracts, they're signing pacts, and they're not mekayim. That is what the Rambam says. The whole Isser of Krisas Bris, we spoke about the Zayin Amomim, you're allowed to be koyif, you're not allowed. We spoke of the Rambam, the Ramban, the Stiris, the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, Ilchos Avodah Zarah. And anyhow, Yeshua is Koyris the Bris, and Yeshua came, and we see the Pesukim, he says, Mi atem me'ayin tovoyu, because he was really choshed. There was Zion Umas, the same Eretz Choyko, they were not Miyosh Ve'oretz, we come from far land, and they made all the trick, they were dressed up with Tzuris and Ekleda, and Nodo Yishvurim, to show that everything that they are foreigners, they're not part of Eretz Yisrael. Tosis in Yevamos Taka brings a raya that the Isur of Olaitichos Bris LeYeshiv Oretz is only with Zayin Amomim, and Tosis also brings a raya from Chirom. We spoke about the story of Shlomo HaMelech and Chirom that Hashem Nosan Chochmah LeShlomo Hichus Ushneim Bris, and the how was the Koyis Bris, and we spoke in length about the Isur of Krisas Bris, when it's Mutar, when it's not Mutar, and we sorted out that Lemaise, if they do it under certain circumstances, you're allowed to be Koyer's Bris. And yeah, as part of the Bris, what was the Bris? The Bris was that the NATO pact, if one of the nation's members in the NATO is being attacked, the other nations are coming to assist. Anyhow, so when Adonai Tzedek and other Melochim that heard about this pact, so he, Adonai Tzedek, went to Melech Hevron, Melech Yarmus, Melech Lochish, Melech Egloin. He says, let's go and attack the Givonim, because they made shalom with Israel. And they get together a whole army, and they're starting from a war, arranging a war against Givanim, send immediately a message to Yeshua ben Nun and tell him, listen, we signed the bris, you have to makayim the bris. We are right now being attacked by all these melochim, the chamisha melochim, who are coming with a huge army to basically corner us because we made peace with you, we have a peace agreement, come in. Yeshua comes in and he takes Amma Milchom and Gibeir Chayil, he starts running after them, and he goes the whole night, and he killed, says, Vayokum Mehumo Gdeilo, there was a Maka Gdeilo Bechevron, Vayehomim Lefnei Yisrael, and they go in Male Beis Chayrin, and all the way down to Azekon, they're going well, they're going down the cliff of Moirat Bnei Chayrin, which is, by the way, today, if you know where Giv'ayin is, you know where Beis Chayrin is, right outside there in the vicinity of Moidi'in, which is not far from each other, and that Moirat, it's a slope of the mountains of Bnei Giv'ayin, are being running, and the Melochim are being chased by Klal Yisrael. It says it was a major nace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Advonim G'dolus Min HaShamayim, and they were killed. It says, Vayamusu, there were so many people of the five Melochim that ranged Melchome against the Givainim, there were more people killed in the nace of the Avnei Haborod, Avonim G'dolim Min HaShamayim, Masher, what Bnei Israel killed in the Melchome Becherev, and Yeshua all of a sudden gets up there, and this is the nace HaGod LeYeshua, which is a lifetime nace, which Chazal always talk about. Moshe Rabbeinu was Maimit Chamo, and Yeshua was Omes Chamo, Shimoi B'chol HaGoyim, from Yeshua, that he said during the Melchama, when the Avnei HaBorod is coming in the Shemaim and killing all these nations, Yeshua says, Vayaz Yitzovi Yeshua, he's coming in and he's saying, Yaz Yedaber Yeshua Shemesh Begiv Oin Doim Veyoreach Be'emek Hayaloyim. It says that there was the sun stopped and the moon stopped, and it was Bechatzi HaShemaim Velo Yotz Lovei Kiyoyim Tomim. And Velohoyo Kayoim Azeh, it's the only place it says in Tanakh such a strong language. Lefonov, Lohoyo Kayoim Azeh, Lefonov, Ve'acharov, as well. Lishmoya Hashem Bekoil Ish. In other words, Yeshua is Meshaded Ma'arochis Ateva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Yeshua Binun and makes this name Hashem Begivuna. The Gemara has three different Mandomim. Was it for 12 hours, 24, 36 hours? What's Kayoim Tomim? But in any event, this story takes place in, by the way, the Shemesh B'Givin Doim takes place in Gimel Tammuz, Beis Alof in Tov Peiches, 3 months after the coming to Eretz Yisrael. Till now, let's just wrap it up in a nutshell. There were three substantial things that took place in Sefer Yeshua till now. Number one, Milchemes Yericho, which included the falling of the Chomes Yericho around it as a miracle, never saw before. Number two, we had two milchamas of the eye. One, the first milchama that wasn't matzliach because of the cherem of Ochan. We learned the whole sugya. 36 people were killed because of the me'ilah of Ochan bezavdi. And a second milchama was a second successful milchama of the eye after the manish Ochan. And they came with tachbulos and they made a marav and they came with an ambush and they matzliach to kill them. Now, the third story of the Yevonim, the coming Koyers Bris, and they wanted, they understood that since they are different than all the Amim, they made peace with the Bnei Yisrael, probably that will invite other Zion Umis to go ahead and start a Milchom, and so it happened. Therefore, they asked Yeshua to have some kind of a defense pact, and they came. And Yeshua comes in, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, Yeshua is Menatzech, Milchom, Yeshua comes in, and the Avnei Abor. By the way, the Avnei Abor, we spoke about all about it, that this Gemara says, Avnei Helgovish, Gemara in Baruch Hu says, Avnei Helgovish, Bazman, as if you see the residual of those stones that fell, you make a certain Baruch Hu, Gemara, what's El Gavish, She Omdu Al Yad Ish, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayish Moshe Onav Moshe, Yod Al Gav Ish, Yeshua is also called the Ish. The same Avonim, when Makas Bor, they stopped, they froze, they put into the back burner, into hibernation, they froze wherever they were, in the Shamayim, Machlokes HaShoyim, four-way Machlokes HaShoyim, where exactly the park was situated for all those years, from Makas Borod till 40 years later, right now, the third month into coming into Eretz Yisrael, HaKapon HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases those Avnei Borod, which were left over there in Makas Borod, Paro, in Mitzrayim, and throws them in the Chamisha Melachim and come to arrange Melchome against the Givonim. Then Yeshua comes in and makes this miracle for Shemesh Begivon Doim Yoreach Be'emek Ha'ele. Why is Yeshua need to make such a nice Kamoyu Lohoya Ve'achel Le'yeh Lishma Hashem Be'kolish? Why does it say? So we saw a couple of shittas. One of the shittas, the Mitzudas brings down, that the reason why he was choishesh, that there won't be matzliach to be roidef achar ha'isha in achar ha'oyev be'isha in alayla. Therefore, he says, stand right here, and that time the areach was already in Emek Hayaloin. So he says that, you know, he was moirid, that it's going to get dark, and they're not going to be able to see, even though the whole thing is a miracle. Or he was afraid that since the Levana was there with the Chama, so there's going to be some kind of eclipse. Levana is master the Chama. That's one shita. Pikita Blaza says that the 36 hours, why? Because the Melchama took place, Gimel Tammuz Tov Pei Ches, as known, was on Friday and Erev Shabbos, and Yeshua was Nisiore Shema Yechalas HaShabbos, Shteitin Pikita Blaza. That's why Yeshua is asking for Shemin Begivon Doim Al Kaponim, and the question is, why does Yeshua have to do that? L'chore already, this is in the post-war era. It says already in the Pesukim before that once the Avnei Aboros killed themselves, this is l'chore already. We're holding in the post-war era. Why does this? The Ralbag really says, we brought the Ralbag, the BMS is that the whole truth or the matter, whatever is described, but it says that people that were such a fast, expedited nitzachim that the Anshei HaMelchama that came with Yeshua Binu was nidmet to them, the Shemesh and the Emdom Mekoymei. And he says that till this is the Inyan Niflo, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed that the Melchama was quickly, was done, expedited immediately, and it seems like so many miracles happened during that Melchama that should really last 24, 36 hours. Behechruch, the people who saw, thought Shemesh Begivon Doim, but really, in essence, it's just something that happened so fast and nothing really happened. And we spoke about the nine places throughout history where there was a Yoim, a Lailo, and, you know, we spoke about the Rekeach, the famous Rekeach. We went all the way to the story of Nakdima Ben Gurion. We said a whole shir about it. And we saw the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Sha'ar Nevi'im in a fundamental different, just as a consensus amongst all the Rishayim, the Rambam, and Sefer Moir Nevuchim, and I'm just going to say it in short. What's the difference between the Moifsim of the Yeshua Binun made and Moshe Rabbeinu made in Sha'ar Nevi'im? It says Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever was done was a Neis and Moifes was Takeshidud Ma'arochois Ateva. You know what I mean? It was Nigel, any person that stood on the side, saw the Oisa, saw the Moifes, and it saw that the Oisa Azman Ishtane Ateva, all the Makas that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, these makas are shinui ateva. The mahalach, makas dam, the yid and the goy drink, he drinks water, he drinks dam, and the whole, all the moifsim that Moshe Rabbeinu makes is shinui marochas ateva, says the Rambam Asher Enkid. All the moifsim we find in the 24 books of Tanakh that Sha'ar Nevi'im made, it was just a happening of a spontaneous, very incidental story that happens, but really is not meshadet marochas ateva. Moshal, the Novi comes in, Elisha is Machia the Ben Hashanamis. What he does is, you, normally we know that somebody died, he died, and he's not getting up to Tchias Amesim. That somebody that saw Be'oyis HaMok and Be'oyis HaZman, this Sha'ar Nevi'im had a koyach to make a miracle, a story, but not a Shidu the Ma'aruch HaSateva. Anyhow, we spoke a lot about those Nisim, and then we went after to the story of the Tiferes Yisrael, people that live in the North Pole, in the Mekoymes, which are smuchim to the Kotev HaTzfeini, the north or the south pole. Half a year the sun doesn't go down, and half a year it doesn't go up. And then it's Choshech, and all the Shaila, when is it called Yoim, when does it change? How do you Koveya Shabbos, Yontef, how do you Mechashev Krish, Meshachis, Arvis? Could you light Hanukkah candles? Could you light a Tinaik? When do you make a Mila? Shemesh is not Zerachas. What do you do about everything, about Tzitzis, about Tfilin, about Krishme, about Tfilo? All the Shaila and the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos has a whole a story that it's. He says it's like if somebody comes in there, he goes, two people, one come from America, one from Europe, every person has to keep Shabbos according to the place he left. He left was that time, so he goes according to that. Each one draws himself his own calendar, which is a very, very unique psak in the Tiferes Yisrael. And we brought down different machlekes, different achrenim, going back and forth. And the shayir sha'inyan, just to wrap it up in a nutshell, the shayla is when the Kodesh Baruch Hu machlif es ha'itim in zman, misadu es ha'kechovim, the achlof es ha'itim in the zmanim, what is that? We have a musik, something called yoyim, something called laylo. Zyoyim and laylo are independent or dependent upon oyer and choshech. The oyer is the tchilas ha'yoyim, the choshech is tchilas ha'laylo, or it's totally in the cycle of hours, and every 24 hours is mischalef leyim. So therefore, if there is such a thing, irrespective if it's day or night, if it's dark outside or light outside, every 24 hours there is a chetzi yoyim, chetzi laila, irrespective of oyer v'choshech. We went through all these things. We went through the famous Rabbeinu Abichai. We went through the psukim in, and we saw the yavetz, the more v'chitziyah. And we spoke about this psukim in the Ralbag, the famous Ralbag in Sefer Iyoiv that speaks about it. Nobody really brings down the Ralbag, this Ralbag in Sefer Iyoiv. It says, Eilen k'tzoyiz drochov mashemetz nimtza boveran gvroiso miyizboinen. And he over there speaks about it. And this is what we gather together. We spoke about the Ashkafta, the Rebbe, the Yerushalmi, that he went to the Leviathan, they didn't have enough time, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was Ki'ilu Oitzer the Yoim, and they came home and they were still have time to Slias Dag and Adlokas Aneiris, and they afterward they were sitting in the Tzukah, they thought they were Mechal Shabbos, and Basko came out, that don't worry about it, anybody will be Shtatev Leviathan, Mezum Elachai Oilam Abo, and there is no Chshash Elachai Oilam Abo, or Akoponim. And it was really, the Adal brings down, he doesn't know if the Maise of Shemesh Begivin Doim that happened, did it happen only to Yeshua and Givon in that particular geographical area where the war took place, or at that time really the whole world stopped, and they had a 36 or 48 hour day, and with Shemesh Begivin, the Begivin where it took place, but the Maise took place in the whole world. We carried on weiter. We see, we went back to Perek Yud. It says afterwards Yeshua comes and he hangs up the Melochim, and by night he takes all the Melochim that he killed, he took it down and he took them off the trees and he put them into the Meirah. We spoke about the Isur of Halonas Ameis Hal'eitz. The Torah says, L'tolim nivlosi kikov tikvarena b'yoy mahu kilos elayim tolui and v'loisatamet asad moscho. Pashtes, according to the Psukim, is a mitzvah sasev kovet tikvarenu, he's supposed to bury, and now v'loisolim, with the Easter Toli Ala Eitz Bekol Alaylo. We spoke about this Behar Chover, and we went back and forth and back and forth. The Shita Sa Yalkut, if it's a Leisa says, also Ese, Shail, if it says only in Aruge Beis Din, is it a Din in anybody's Mechuyev Misa, is it somebody that died? The Rambam, there's different steers, the Rambam in Hilchus Sanhedrin, the Rambam in Hilchus Ovel, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and we came down to the Maskarne, that when the Torah says lay solin ki kovet kverena bayim mahu, the Torah says why ki kila selohim tolui v'leisatames ad moscho. Rashi says, a famous Rashi, is zilzul shel melech, that a person is also b'dmus diukne v'kadosh baruch hu, and Yisrael is bonim of v'kadosh baruch hu. As Moshel, Rashi brings down the famous Moshel to shnei achim that were the identical twins. One became a minister and one was nitpas lelistius. And one was hung, the Nipas Lipi was hung on the tree. Anybody that goes up and he says, hey, look at this minister, they hung him up at the end of the day. Rashi Shita is the Isul Leisol, is only a mace from Bnei Yisrael, because it's Bon of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But mace go, there is no tziva. The reason why you bury a mace Akum is only a dark Esholim. Rashi holds, that's Shita's Rashi, the Ramban Dingzachanem. The Ramban says the Isul Baltolim is also in Meise Akum, and the Ramban says the reason why is because Ein Roish in the Tamei Seoretz Tia Kilo Elohim Baoretz Akdoisho Kishom Tziva Hashem Chaim Besabroch Chaim Ado Oilom Velochein Tziva. This is a famous Ramban. Yeshua Vayeridu Ma'amaitzim. Ramban brings down from the fact that Yeshua was mitzvah to take down the five Melochim for the Eitzim Kovei Ba'adomo. Boy Hashemesh is a Raya, even though they're Goyim, there's the Isur Baltolim. Because it's in Eretz Yisrael, and the Easter in Eretz Yisrael is not afkemine if it's goyim or klalis bnei Yisrael of or goyim, and by goyim also there is such a thing. So we went weiter, and we spoke about, we went to the next parak, spoke about Yovim Melechotzer, that they came out with a milchama, and they came in into a place called Meimorim to be Nilcham Eklali. So Hashbuch tells Yeshua, don't worry about it, go to the milchama. They're all going to get killed, and I give a special siwet tzutseyem te'aker v'smarko v'seyem tisufu b'yish. The whole parak talking about taking the, what's te'aker, so most of the Rishayim, the 24 melochim are not, l'mayis are not nispol from the nitzchenes of Yeshua had, and all the nisim, that the difference between till now and now, now there was the old system of the milchama was one or two melochim got together here, the 24, which is, we know the 31 melochim, Shivan and Shivan Umin, and there's another 24 melochim, and they are coming in for war. Now, here, for some reason or another, until now, you know it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them, just go ahead and kill them, Leisachak on the Shama. In this particular work, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them, you have to me'akar the susim, most Rishonim you learn me'akar susim means, you have to cut off the bottom of the leg, minar kuba velamato. And yeah, and the question is, why is this milchama different than all the other milchamas? We spoke about the famous Radak. It says, because the other milchamas, there was no sus verechev. The whole milchama did not use any ammunition, any horses, any carriages of war. There was just a milchama from the Am against the Am. But this milchama, the milchama with Am Rav, and they needed susim and rechev, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu was metzaveh to be me'abed the susim and the rechev, in order the Klal Yisrael should know kishekher asus lichua b'roiv chelo lo'imolet, and Yisrael without rechev, without susim, could kill them. And also, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to take those susim the merkoves. He was afraid that if Klal Yisrael are going to go afterwards and take the bizo, take the sholol, and take those susim and merkoves, in the future they're going to think that they're going to do and milchama with the susim. This is good ammunition. We're going to take this F-15 war, you know, equipment that they're going to want to do. Kodesh Baruch Hu told them no, to be akar b'susim, to be serif the merkoves. And the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, why didn't he tell him just to kill the susim? You know, it's not, as he says that shar be'emes, the susim is only the milchama, is Faket Rabbi Amos, he said, the Gmalim, the Chamorim that are used for war, take him in the shawl, and you could keep him for the shawl for the Muhammad. Susim, which basically at that time were only used for ranging a war, he told them to be Me'aker them, to be Mashchis them, and to cut off, chop off the bottom of their Arkuva Velamato in order not to be Beiteach. But Susim was a symbolic Tzivui, to be Mashish in Klal Yisrael, the Muhammad is Lashem, and Sheker Sus Lishua. So is the Radak. The question is, how do you do that? The Shaila of Tzav Bal Chaim, but more the Shaila, if the Halacha is Tzav Bal Chaim, the Reis Rabbona, we said to Shurim about this Inyan of Tzav Bal Chaim, with old enough Kaminis and Priketeine and Oyev and Seine, and we spoke about different Gabi Shabbos, if they fall into a boar, if you let him Mate the Chavolim, if you let him be Neufel the Sakim, and the Shaila of Muktzeh, the Shaila of Melech HaSeiser, the Stira Sakli, Kli Aroy LaTashmish, Tinuf, the story with Rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara comes with more Esther Kashi, the Gemara in the Kamav Kamav Mekremis, the story of Behema Shenofel Amas Samayim, so you're allowed to put in Korah and Vixosos to be Matzil, and you are allowed, you're not allowed, it's Efshem Paranosa, Yefshem Paranosa, and the Gemara goes by, and the Gemara says, the Shaila is if Tzav Bal Chaim Doraisa, and the Isurim is the Moshe Mevatel Kli Meichonai. He's only there. Rabbanan Tzav Bal Chaim is the Raisa. The Isur Tzar Bal Chaim is Doiche, the Din de Rabbanan. So this is the Shaila. And if you hold the just to wrap it up, we spoke about it in long. The four Shitas of Rishonim in the Isur from Tzav Bal Chaim. Rashi learns out from the Din from Azav Taz of Imo. You're supposed to be Perik the Masa from Beim. You shouldn't be Mitzdar. Is the Din de Raisa. The Ran learns it out. It says it's Tachas Masoi. In other words, Roivitz, even the Behema is Ravtsonis, without some Behemas are more lazy than other. So there is a Din of Tzar Bal Chaim is also in the Raisa. You see, the Torah says that the Behema is Ravtsonis and the Masa is sitting a bird on top of her, you're supposed to assist your fellow friend. That's Shitas Ran, Shitas Raivit, is from the fact that we find that the Isra of Lesach, some Shoy Bedishoy, you're not allowed to be chosim Shoshet Daf Betvua is because the Shoyuz Mitztair, while he's working, when he sees the Tvua and he can't get to it, if you put a resin on top of the Shoyuz and not let him to eat the Tvua, therefore is a riot, Chsab Alchem the Raisa, and according to the Ritva, it's not really a locha with a tam, but it's a locha l'meishan yisinei. And therefore, we have a machlekes l'maisa, a locha l'maisa, shita sagnoinim, and the Balamor, and the Rosh, and Sefer HaChinuch, the Tzab al-Chaim blibes the Raisa. Mordechai says Tzab al-Chaim is osur on the Rabbanu. Rama, we saw steers in the Rama Milchus Ritzeach, the Rama Milchus Shabbos, and if the Rama holds the Raisa, the Rabbanu. And then we saw also philosophically the Rambam speaks about the whole din of Tzav al-Chaim, and the Rambam says there's no hefresh between Tzar or Odom Ishar al-Chaim, because Ahava so ein v'rachameel of Vlad ein nimshach achar asechel el achar poel ha-koyach ha-medame ha-nimtza b'roiv b'al-Chaim kimoi ba-Odom. And the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Shechita, the mitzvah of Oysev Ezbnoi, and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, they're all coming for the Mideh of Rachmanis in order not to be Mitzayah the Behemoth. And we spoke about the Ramban. The Ramban says the difference between the Rachmanis of the Kodesh Baruch and Yitzurim and the mitzvah of Rachmanis of us, the difference is. And anyway, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says from the fact that Yeshua was Oiker, the Susim, is a Raya that by Behemoth shall go, there is no Yisur Tzav al-Chaim, otherwise Yeshua won't be able to Oiser the Susim. Gemara says, as the guy is nice and nice and b'shuk shel avedus kechovim, the behemah is te'okr. The Gemara says, how do you behemah is te'okr? The Gemara says, is ice of the Tzav al-Chaim. The Gemara says, susayim te'akr, that it's a special halacha by behemah shel goyim. This, even though Tzav al-Chaim by behemah shel Yehudi, not by tzar shel goy. And we spoke about the Radak and the Maritzchias and the Muki Yosef and the Nidibiyude. Shaila about Shchita, about Meritas, Noitzes, by Avozim, by Kachke, what if it's also Lutzerich Odom is Mutter, not Lutzerich Odom is not Mutter. And Mukiesa says that since it's a Tzav al-Chaim is Mutter, because we hold Raya Lari Shechta Behem, he has a Tzar, and therefore the Kolshken, it's Mutter of Kovad Abrius, etc., etc. And this was the, and we went from there to the next Perek, Perek Yud Aleph, you're talking about the Milchama. It says that the Yeshua was Lohesi Dovah Mekola Shetziva Hashem, and he was Kovish to Kol Ha'oretz, the Har, the Negev, the Golil, the Goyshem, the Shvelo, the Arova, the Har, etc., etc. And then it says, at the end, the punchline in Perek Yud Aleph, it says, Yomim Rabim Osi Yeshua Milchama. Yeshua made a Milchama which lasted a very long time. In the beginning, it says that the Yeshua was the Shvach, Lohesi Dovah Mekola Shetziva Hashem. Apparently, Yeshua is doing anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah him to do. Then at the end of this, it says that Yeshua was Yomim Rabim. Rashi says that Yeshua Yomim Rabim, Bignusoi Siper HaKosov. The Torah, the Novi comes in to say something, Bignusoi Shal Yeshua. Shoyo Miskav and Litchos is Kibisho Oretz, Kedei Laharich Yomim, Fishanema Ve'ata Tanchileno Oysom. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yeshua Biman Manchil Eretz Yisrael, so Yeshua is Ki'ilu trying to postpone and to procrastinate and to stretch the duration of the Milchama because he has a bank guarantee that he's going to be Malchil them. If he has another 2 years to the war, he's going to stay alive and not going to die. And therefore, it is Bignusa from Yeshua. And the question is, all the people say Yeshua is not Nichshad to be Me'akev the Tzivu Hashem for a personal Te'elos. You know, it says Lohesi Dovos. How could you say that Yeshua is? Apparently, Yeshua has a different svara why to delay, and we brought down two pshatim for the Rishonim and for the Malbim as to why Yeshua is really postponing and not doing the Milchama. Doesn't expedite and does it slow and maturely. One pshat is Yeshua knew that the kibush that started out with the Hanhogo Nisis with during miracles. With the time, there will be a transformation, and they will go from Anhoga Nisus to Anhoga Tivis. And it says, if Noshal Hashem al Keres Agoyim Oelo Loituchel Kaleisa Maher Petir Be'alecho Chayes Asode. The same thing that when the Kaleisa goes out of Mitzrayim, they start where they get the food, Lechem Min Hashamayim, it's a nace, and then they come to Eretz Yisrael right away, Vayolchu Ma'abu Ro'oretz, they are transforming the Anhoga of Nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, you started Harisha v'Zrio, and instead of Anon Kovet giving you a coverage, Mipnei Achama, Mipnei Akshomim, you have to build yourself houses, And therefore, Yeshua made such a cheshbon. And look at their Radak, and look at their Albag, and look at the Malbim. I'm just wrapping it up all together. Yeshua made a cheshbon. If he will make such a milchamah that the milchamah would continue being derech nisis, like milchamah siricho, as soon as they come out, the first duration of milchamah, the milchamah siricho, the whole thing was a nes, a blowing shofars, and milechas milchamah so'ai, which is also during the nes, and milchamah chamisha milochim, Shemesh Begim and Doim with the Avnei Aborod, if the whole thing would be Hanhoga Nisis, there they wouldn't be able, Klal Yisrael, to transform and to lead a life of Pidere Chateva, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. So Yeshua wanted to stretch it in order to give it enough time for this transformation to take place. And that is the reason why Yeshua is Mashe, and that's number one. Number two, Yeshua is an interesting thought. Yeshua understood that the kibush is not going to take place until a new generation, that we know that the Mesa Midbar died till last year, not the coming to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua understood that it has to be frishe oilam yelidei Eretz Yisrael. When the Torah is coming to talk about, in Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah comes along and says that the Yishuv Oretz is uforiso veroviso ba'oretz. In other words, there is a tnai, as the Ramban says, that you have to have proof who you need a new generation, Israeli born, Fun Eretz Yisrael, they are going to be the one, are going to be Mechayv and Mitzvah Satayr. And says the Malbim, since it takes 13 years in Shana for Ibur, and 13 years the guy become a God because Katan Spotim and Kol HaMitzvahs, Yeshua was Me'akev, the Kibush Oretz, Zayin Shekibshu, Zayin Shechilku, in order to have those 14 years, the Shnasa Heroyin and the duration of 13 years till they become Gedolim and Bechuyim and Mitzvahs, and therefore Yeshua is stretching it out. Afal Pichein, it says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gets an Einish for postponing it, and in the Yeshua was supposed to live, like it says, anything that happened, Moshe Rabbeinu happened to Yeshua. Yeshua should have lived 120 years just like Moshe, but Kodesh Baruch Hu was Manishim, was Mekatsa, his Yom of Eser Shonim. 10 years Yeshua gets to live less, and it says in Perek of Dal, the end of Perek for Yeshua, Yeshua lived only 110 years. And the reason that there were legitimate reasons, since Yeshua Lemaisa had a Zaitika personal benefit, even though the Cheshbon was a Cheshbon, Yeshua shouldn't have done the Cheshbon, he should have left it to Shamayim, and Shamayim would have straightened out and taken care of either the transformation of the fact that you have to Yelid the Oretz, like the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Novi Yeshaya told him, why aren't you Oisik with Piri? He said, he saw Beruch HaKadosh, Da'avu Lebanon Le'Me'al, he saw Menashe, and therefore he says, why am I giving birth to such a person? Therefore he wasn't Oisik with Piri. And then it comes in, the Novi Yeshaya, and tells him, Behadeh Kafshad Rachmon Olomoloch, Man de Mifkadet Yiboyloch Le'Neva, Lumay de Nicha Komei de Kodesh Baruch Hu Lavi, live it up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not your business, you have to take care of what's yours. Yeshua gets a tzivah to become Yishayat Yisrael. No cheshbon should take place, no even its legitimate reasons, as we saw, yet that was his chet, that was his einish, and that's where Yeshua lives 10 years less than Moshe Rabbeinu.